USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden says the Department of Justice will appeal a ruling from a U.S. federal judge in Texas that would halt new applications for the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, program. Judge Andrew Hanen ruling Friday that the program was illegally created by former President Obama back in 2012. The ruling currently does not affect the nearly 650,000 people already enrolled in the program that protects those who were illegally brought to the U.S. by their families when they were young from being deported. President Biden saying in a statement Saturday that the ruling was deeply disappointing. And the first case of COVID inside Tokyo's Olympic Village has been confirmed, with the games set to begin in less than a week. Officials say the case is not an athlete competing in the games, but games-concerned personnel. They are now in quarantine for the next 14 days. Athletes competing in the games are being tested on a daily basis, and organizers say that they are expecting positive tests over the course of the event. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
The director of the Centers for Disease Control says the unvaccinated are driving a new rise in COVID cases. Brad Bernards reports.
With COVID-19 cases rising in all 50 states, health officials say it's clear that unvaccinated people are both driving the increase in cases and are most at risk. Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
There is a clear message that is coming through. This is becoming a pandemic of the unvaccinated. We are seeing outbreaks of cases in parts of the country that have low vaccination coverage because unvaccinated people are at risk.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
And the death toll in a series of floods in Western Europe continues to rise as more than 160 people have been reported dead in Western Germany and Belgium. Days of heavy rains have sent many small rivers overflowing into the region. Authorities in both countries say it may take several weeks before the full extent of the damage is known. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Three of the more than 50 Democratic Texas House members who fled to Washington, D.C. earlier this week to stop Texas's controversial election reform bill have tested positive for COVID-19. The director of the Texas House Democratic Caucus says the lawmakers have been quarantined. They have remained in D.C. to deprive the Texas House of a quorum, stopping any vote on the elections bill. It's a move that Representative Beth Van Dyne says is political theater. The Texas Republican tells Newsmax TV that the Democratic caucus's actions point to a desire for the federal government to take over state elections.
I think this is a stunt. I think this is more political theater. This is the Democrats not wanting to do their job, not wanting to debate, not wanting to represent their constituents on that floor, and not wanting to face their colleagues. So instead, they're hopping on a private jet, bringing their beer with them, catching COVID, and not doing their job. They're running out to D.C. They are surrendering our state. And it's the obvious hypocrisy, right? They're arguing voter rights at the same time that they're completely denying the constituents, the residents in Texas, from being represented because they are preventing a quorum. So no business is being done in Austin right now because they are hiding out with President Biden and Vice President Harris. It is a shock to Texans that, they want the federal government to take over what local control and state control has historically been with our election laws, and are then choosing just to not do their job again.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.